I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A Connecticut firefighter has returned home from fighting wildfires in California, and he says unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones, are becoming a growing concern. When tens of thousands of acres are burning, there's a lot for firefighters to think about. Where to go, where to evacuate, and now where the drones are flying.
It is a huge topic of discussion on every incident out there.
Richard Scalora is a member of the Connecticut Wildfire Crew. He led a 20-member team that responded to a 60,000-acre fire in Northern California.
It was brought up every morning at our briefing prior to going to work. People, you know, that they keep saying, if you see these drones, you know, let us know.
Scalora's team didn't encounter any drones over their fire, but he says he worked with other firefighters who did. And he says the issue is real. If someone is flying a drone trying to videotape a wildfire, first responders can't launch helicopters or airplanes to survey a fire or attack and contain it.
Anytime there's a drone sighted, they're going to stop flying. They don't want any aircraft in the area. So if there isn't a drone identified, all air operations stop.
The Connecticut Wildfire Crew spent over 2 weeks in California. Scalora says they ran containment lines around homes and small communities, working to clear brush and vegetation. They also dug trenches to slow down fires.
We were actually the third hand crew to be put onto this assignment. So we were doing a lot of the forefront work, getting everything ready for, you know, burnout operations and, you know, just putting in these contingency lines to try to put a box around the fire.
Scalora says the fire he was sent to combat isn't expected to be contained until late October. And he expects the Connecticut Wildfire Crew will be called back out west in the coming weeks. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.